We continue this year in Sichei Saran, Sicha Zayin, seventh paragraph. Abinadel says, we began this she last week, and just a brief review of those words. Abinadel says, it is very good, it is very beneficial, a big zechia if a person can come before Hashem and pour out his heart. Every Jew davens to Hashem, praise. To be able to pour out his heart in a special pattern of relationship, like a son comes before his father. A son who has strayed or has done wrong, he comes before his father, crying before his father, showing remorse, regret, and promising his father that he will improve from henceforth. Now, it is only normal, natural, that a father has a certain amount of compassion and pity. Every father has a degree of pity and love for a child. Well, no matter what the child has done, let that child just say he's sorry. The father will be filled with kindness, with love for the child and forgive him. No, of course, as we said, first you come before Hashem as a son, as a child. But what if the person feels in his heart, I have done so much wrong, and I have shown such a lack of appreciation to Hashem for what he has given me, have turned away from Hashem's mitzvahs, or I haven't fulfilled my duties at all, how can I come and say I am a child before Hashem? Does a child act this way? Surely my sins are so great, they've surpassed any measure of conceivably being the act of a child. Abinadel says if a person feels that way, then he should console himself, strengthen himself with the thought, the fact, no matter what we did, fact is, Hashem still called us children. Born in Atem, Hashem said, you are my children, good or bad, whatever you did, you still are born. We are still the children of Hashem. We are still a ben, a son, a child. And if we come before Hashem, we are very soiled. Our actions have tainted us, stained our soul, chas v'shalom, but we are still children. We come before Hashem, we know that Hashem, as a father, Ovarachamon, father of pity, will take us back. And therefore, the Abinadel says how wonderful it is if a person can come before Hashem and cry, shed tears. Can you imagine how a father who is filled with kindness, how his heart just opens up when he sees his own child crying before him, Father, please take me back. A person can come before Hashem and cry and shed tears. That's why the Gemara says that even at times, since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the gates of Tefillah have been locked, because there is a hardening of the arteries in heaven. There are no more paths leading to heaven to penetrate through the heavens with Tefillah. The destruction has caused a separation between Hashem and the Jews. But that separation is only the gates of Tefillah that are closed. Shaarei Demois, the gates of tears, have never been locked. They shall never be locked. But a person who sheds tears before Hashem, he can be certain, absolutely positive, that his tefillah, his words, penetrate through the deepest, the furthest recesses of heaven, reach the heavenly throne of Hashem. So if he cries before Hashem, he is a child crying before a father, and a father who is the true Avad Achamon, then surely his tefillah will be accepted. In this same paragraph, Abinadel brings a story which at first seems irrelevant, yet it's very important to this same topic. It relates to this topic directly. Abinadel says he heard from his grandfather, Rab Nachman Hori Denkazal, who was one of the main Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Nachman Hori Denkazal told he was once traveling on a ship, and being a long time on his ship, they had used up, they had exhausted their food supply. There no longer was any bread whatsoever on board this ship. They finally came to, they landed at the port of a city where there apparently were no Jews at all. They got off this ship, went into this port to find, into the city to find food, and one of the Turks there took in Rab Nachman Hori Denkazal to his home and offered him bread to eat. Not having eaten for a few days, this was life-sustaining. So Nachman's old washed his hands, the bread. He stood over the table. He made a mitzi, was about to eat the bread, when suddenly into his mind there shot a thought. Without, it came by itself. It was very automatic. A pasuk came to his mind. The pasuk, "Tilcham eslechem ra'ayim." Do not eat the bread of the evil eye. Every guy, of course, has an evil eye. Now, why should that pasuk come into his mind so suddenly, just at this very second, without even preparedly thinking about it? And therefore, he felt that this must be a sign from heaven that he should not eat this. So, he paused there, and he was in a quandary. Because after all, the fact was he had already washed, he had already made a mitzi, and now, to have that bracha in vain because of a strange thought that came into his mind. Why should a thought mean so much? Nachman Zal said, but our thoughts are not to be belittled, because the Jew corresponds to the figure in heaven, Selam Aleichem. The Jewish soul corresponds to the heavenly geography, the spheres, the spheres in heaven, the levels of Kedusha, the 10 spheres. The body of a Jew, that means the neshama in the body, corresponds to the 7 lower sfidos, and the 3 upper ones, the gimel elyonim, chachma bina das, that is the machshava, the mind, the brain of a person, if that person is pure, if he is a pure Jew. Nachman Zal said, therefore, in our case, thought came to our mind, this comes from on high, very high above. So we cannot brush that thought aside. There must be something very important, a very high message that should supersede everything else. Therefore, at least, a person be very much afraid to eat that bread, despite the fact he has made the bracha already, because of that thought. He stood there wavering in doubt, and then a moment later, again, by the clear, a second thought came to his mind. Another pasuk. Yesa ervim tzivisi l'chal kalecha. Hashem said to Eliyahu Navi, I have sent the ravens to feed you. You're going to that cave, stay there for a long time, and will you have food? The ravens will carry food to you. Ravens are a treif, a bird. That means the messenger of mercy will bring you food, sustenance, will be a treif shaliach, treif messenger. A raven, oivim, or aravim, this could be the Arab, this Turk, who will be the messenger to give you food. Again, this second thought that came to his mind is clearly a message of accepting this food. Therefore, he decided now to eat. Abayez, I was speaking about this story, said, therefore, that a person should know not to belittle machshava, a thought. If a thought comes to your mind, it's a very strong factor in guiding your life and making decisions for you. And therefore, if, now going back to our topic, the person comes before Hashem, he wants to daven to Hashem, and the thought comes to his mind, and this thought says to him, why do you dare enter before Hashem? The Almighty come before him with you who are so stained, you who have committed so much evil, you have rebelled against Hashem. How do you dare to call yourself a ben, a son, a child? How can you call yourself a child to Hashem? Where is your loyalty, your devotion? As the Zohar Kodesh says in the Pasuk, Hashem would reply, you call me a father. If I am a father, where's your kibbutz? Where's your respect for a father? So how do you call yourself a son then if you showed no respect? If this thought comes to a person, the Benel says, wait, don't leave, don't desert your place now, stay there. Wait, then you're going to get a second thought. A second thought will come to you, a thought which will bring you closer. The second thought will be one that will strengthen you. I will tell you, I may be a bad son, I may be evil, but I am a son. Proof. What is the proof? Proof is that instead of going away, I came here, I came back to Hashem. Only a son would do that. If I came back to Hashem as bad as I was, I want to come back to Hashem, and if I want to come back, if a son returns and cries to his father will surely take him back. this second thought should overpower the first. Again, these thoughts mean a lot. The person should leave room, allow good thoughts to come to his mind, and repel those that are bad. Of course, this is a battle. Every person goes through this battle with the good Moloch, the Yitzhara, the Yitzhatayv, the battle within a person's heart. There are two sections in the heart which contain these two Molochim, and in the mind. And this is a Mochama, a war that goes on constantly. The person is supposed to do battle in this case to overpower the evil and to strengthen the good thoughts, because good thoughts lead to good deeds. A person should know then the importance of thoughts and to come before Hashem, be zecher to come before Hashem and to pour out his heart, cry before Hashem as a child, and it will surely be answered to Hashem.